Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Glory to God forever, in Jesus' name, amen. It's the 4th of July. Every day can be the same with Jesus. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. With Jesus Christ, we become a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Those verses were from Isaiah 55. What an incredible promises presented there. Come buy wine and milk. Come to the waters, the water of the Holy Spirit, the waters of Jesus Christ, the living water that satisfies. Wine and milk, wine, the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. For 4,000 years was only reserved for one person in the Holy of Holies. Was not available to the public. Now the Holy Spirit would come upon people. The power of God would come upon people. But they could not experience the presence of God in their daily life like we can. Now, this is all a mystery. We can't explain it. I could be wrong in saying that because, well, think of the patriarchs. They had the Holy Spirit. So, you know, let me just say, when Jesus died, and when He rose again, He made the Holy Spirit available to all people. Today, what it's the greatest privilege that a human being could ever have to know God Almighty and to be in that journey, the new life with Him, where they can go deeper, higher, wider every day if they want, and move into the mysteries, the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, this glorious, most holy faith, high calling of God that is what humans were intended to do. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be in fear of anything. We might think, this is going to be so, how do I do this? You know, it's going to be like climbing a mountain, when really Jesus says, just look at today. Just today. Sufficient for today are all the worries of today. Just seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first God Almighty. The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Righteousness, you know, the Amplified says, His way of being right and doing what is right. And seek first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? Well, it's God Almighty and all that He... it's glorious, glorious. When we enter this... here's the thing. I said this before in a message. It's so important. The whole key. It's a person meeting Jesus Christ personally, directly, through the Holy Spirit. And when they have that, They have the greatest thing in the universe that can never be taken away. And they always, it's something that they always can have every day, all the time, everywhere they go. Amen. Psalm 139. Some practical things. We do want to wait on the Lord all day. You know, I just read that verse. It said, in Psalm 119, it says, I wait on the Lord all day long. And how the verse, how wonderful is your law? I meditate all day. Your word, your revelation, but I want to emphasize, and I want to just hone in on the fact that Jesus and His glory and majesty and beauty and mercy, and when we meet Him, that's how we walk with Him. Any other way, we're just trying on our own. And we've all done that, and we've all failed. We do everything. We search the Bible. We try to pray and intercede, and nothing works. But when we meet Him and His, how wonderful He is, and He overtakes us and we lose ourselves in Him. Amen. A great man of God in one of his books said, you know, the purpose of our life is to lose ourselves in Jesus Christ and to get caught up into Him and His glory. And we all want that. You know, we want to find the answer. We want to have fun, don't we? We want to find fulfillment and contentment. Peace, joy, love, all that. We want good friends. We want good relationships. We want to have a ministry. All these things. We all want all these things. When we find Jesus Christ, He gives us all of that. I believe that. I believe. You know, when we meet Him, everything changes and everything, that's the answer. And then you begin to see His promises. Please check out our book. Look at our book, read it for free on our website, wonderreality.org. Jesus Christ's promises. More than 300 promises that He gives, which are just, every single one of them is incredible. Here's an example. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, my revelation, and my Father will come to him, and we will make our home with him. This is incredible. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Here's another promise. That one is enough. That one is enough. Just that one promise for our entire life would be the greatest promise. I mean, that's all we need. But there's hundreds, thousands in the Bible. Apparently, there's more than 7,000 promises in the Bible. Here's another one that Jesus said. He said, if anyone serves me, him, my Father, will honor. That's unbelievable. It's incredible. But we do believe it. We believe it and we receive it, Lord. I pray that one listening will get the revelation that comes only from you, directly from you, and that they, if they haven't already, that they'll go directly to you and begin this glorious journey. And here I want to try to say this the right way. If I can put it into words, that's what I've been wanting to do. There's such a misconception. I've touched on this some, but And I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Such a misconception that we probably all have it, but 98% of the world has it. There's many misconceptions, but the one, and it's a tragedy, that people associate a walk with Jesus with so many negative things. Like we just have, we somehow just view it negatively, that it's we think it's going to be dry and boring and burdening and gross and dull and take us away from having fun, and it's going to be a religious thing, and we have to act really nice and do all these things, and it is complicated, and we think that, oh, the Bible, I can't understand this Bible. Look at the Old Testament, I can't understand it. And so we give up, and all just on and on. When really, it's the most glorious existence possible for a human. And the easiest, and the simplest, and the fun, and the most fun, and most exciting. When you meet the Holy Spirit, you'll realize, now I know the answer. Glory to God. When you meet Him directly, He's Jesus. Again, one person going directly to God, not through anyone else. They could almost forget everything they've ever heard, and all the misconceptions and all the preconceived ideas that we have. They can say, God, just turn me upside down, shake everything out of me, turn me right side up, and fill me with what you want to fill me with. Him. And when a person meets Him directly, then they'll realize, wow, this is the answer. He's God Almighty. This is what He created us for. This is what we were born to do, is just walk with Him every day. And everything flows from that. Amen. It's so wonderful, it can't be put into words, because it's so, for example, it's so liberating and freeing. Now we realize He's the one who does everything. We don't have to worry or work at it. I mean, we need to work and seek Him with our whole heart. Give Him everything we have. And yes, we need to occupy. We need to do the work of the Lord. That's great. If somebody's doing something for God Almighty, keep doing it. If somebody's sincerely walking with Him, they're in God's perfect will. Just keep on going. But make sure that you have that personal, direct, secret relationship with Him. That's the key. He's a jealous God. That's only normal. A father on earth, when he has a child, that child is his relationship, and no one comes between it. And if that child goes over to some other person as their dad, that's not going to work. The dad's going to be like, wait, what are you doing? I mean, it's not even... So that's how it is with us and God. Amen. It's how glorious that is, that we get to have this relationship with Him. You know, I need to change my thinking. Sometimes I don't like going to the supermarket, right? Well, what a privilege to get to go to the supermarket. You know, and just that's a practical minor thing. But when we meet the Holy Spirit, we begin to see and realize, wow, He is... You know, God Almighty is created all things that are good. The whole earth is His, and the fullness thereof. Everything good comes from Him, everything wonderful. And, you know, we don't even need the Bible, and that's a revelation we get. But the Bible says it. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. So every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from the Father. Amen. Well, practical matter also, a couple of practical things. It is good to get up in the morning, get ready for the day, get a shower, eat something, and then wait on the Lord as much as you can. And then another practical, He may call you and others to be an intercessor. We can pray for countries and people and our city and churches and things like that. And so just follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. You may become an intercessor. And then another practical, I earlier was thinking of this. The verse that I read, the verse is in Isaiah 55. It says, you know, come you who have no money, you know, come buy wine and milk. Why do you spend your wages for what doesn't satisfy? The greatest things we know that many of the greatest things are free that don't relate. We can't get them with money, right? Like, and the greatest thing in the universe, Jesus Christ and His glory. You don't have to have money to find Him. We just have to give Him our whole heart. Amen. Well, blessings and more soon.